Okay, we've had to detour down from the walls because of structure problems, but we're coming back round to the Roman amphitheatre just below the walls, and now we're at the Roman gardens, which have been here obviously since Roman times. There's a fact that you'd never have guessed from the title. But as you wander through the gardens, you can see some of the masonry from Roman military buildings and the main baths from the legionnaires' headquarters through the gardens. And as we wander through, sorry, we can hear the traffic going past, we will make our way back up onto the walls shortly and continue down towards the River Dee. Okay, we're just at what's called the Roman hypocaust, which is the Roman system of underfloor heating. There's a section here where you can see how they constructed their buildings. Here it's around the main bath building, where there was a sauna, three large bathing halls, a cold room, a warm room, and a hot room, then a large plunge pool. This is quite a spectacular piece of architecture, considering we're talking about the Roman times. But they did know what they were doing back in, looks like AD 75 they built this. And it used more than 500,000 litres of water a day. That was supplied via an aqueduct that was about 2 kilometres long. Considering that we're just overlooking the River Dee here, clearly they'd had to source the water from further off down the Dee before they could actually use it here in the hypocaust. But the gardens are a very calming place generally. I know there is traffic sounds around, but the walls tower above us here, and the area is very nicely kept. It would be a nice place to just sit if we had some sunshine, but it's quite a grey day today. Nevertheless, it's still an impressive scene.